overall thoughts on the first team's performance?
You know, probably a little bit disappointed in the overall performance. You know, I thought it was just a little bit sloppy, you know, too many mistakes. You know, I thought we did a decent job, you know, getting drives going, you know, getting a first down, getting two first downs, and then it seems like, you know, we just do something to shoot ourselves in the foot and stop it. And, you know, to be a good offense, to be a good football team, you can't do those things, and we got to figure out a way to eliminate that and not beat ourselves.
Sam, what would be the number one thing? Is it communication? I mean, you can put your finger on it pretty quick in the preseason, right? What the?
No.
You don't know.
you know, I think, you know, after tonight, you know, the big thing will just be go back and look at the tape. You know, I think there were a lot of different areas tonight where there were breakdowns. And so, you know, we're going to have to look at the tape and figure out, you know, why those mistakes happened, you know, what causes them and how we can try to fix them so they don't happen again.
I mean, this is obvious, but to have Latavius back and to, you know, kind of get into that groove early.
Yeah, you know, it was good to see him out there. You know, obviously, you know, I think he's going to really help this offense this year. You know, I think he showed it tonight, you know, in the run game. You know, had a nice run there, you know, ran it up there in the pass game, you know, taking check down, getting extra yards. And so, you know, Dalvin, obviously, Jarek, you know, he made some really nice plays out there tonight. So with those three guys at that position, you know, I think there's a lot of playmakers.
The backups showed some good fire today. Yeah. The second half, coming back to win this thing.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, those guys did a great job, you know, battling, you know, to the end. You know, obviously, Case, you know, driving down there, you know, getting points, you know, keeping us in it. And then, you know, for Taylor to come in the way he did, you know, to not play all game and to be put into a two-minute drill and to come out there and score, you know, and then to get the two-point conversion the way he did, that was pretty cool to see.
Sam, what is the level of concern with the first-team offense, 12 possessions, but just three total points?
You know, obviously I think, you know, we'd like to be sharper, but, you know, like I said last week, you know, I've been on some teams where, you know, we went out in the preseason and, you know, lit it up, and then came week one and we didn't look like the same team at all. And so, you know, anytime you step on the field, you want to be sharp. You know, I don't think we were our best tonight. There's a lot of things that we have to get corrected. You know, there's a lot of things that we need to be better at if we're going to be a good offense, you know, if we're going to be a good football team. And so, you know, I think these next 2 weeks, 15 days before New Orleans, you know, there's a lot of things that we need to get right.
Do you at least take a little bit of positive out of that last drive? I know you guys weren't able to get any points when you got it to field and down in the six, but at least you try to turn that into a positive.
You know, I think with any game, you know, you go back and you look at the tape and, you know, it's never as good as you thought it was. It's never as bad as you thought it was. You know, there's always positives. You know, there's always things that you can learn from. You know, I'm sure when we watch it, you know, there will be some things that we did well, you know, things that we executed well tonight. And then, like I said, there's going to be a lot of things that stick out that we need to get fixed.
Do you think the blitzes kind of hurt you guys the most?
You know, we saw some pressures tonight that, yeah. You know, they dialed it up a little bit, but, you know, to see Nick, you know, and Pat both kind of have to go through the communication process, you know, once we kind of figured out what they were doing with 58 and their odd front, you know, and just making sure that he was accounted for, you know, I thought we did a good job. No.
How much does that play into some of the lack of rhythm?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, to be honest, I really don't know how much that affects us. You know, I've played in preseason games where we haven't game planned and went out there and lit it up, and then, you know, I've played in games where you game plan and you do the same, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah, when you see teams blitzing like that in the preseason, is that kind of an indicator that they were doing some game planning, or
no? Hard to know. You know, that could be just, you know, how they play defense. You know, you'd probably have to ask them, you know, if they game planned, if that was something that they saw on tape that they wanted to put out there. But it's really hard to tell from that.
Ultimately, is it good for an offensive line and offense in general to see that in the preseason?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, in the preseason, I think as many different situations as you can put yourself in, you know, I think it's better in the long run. You know, I think, you know, especially the third game tonight, you know, you'd rather see blitzes tonight than just straight coverage and then show up week one, you know, and get teed off on with a bunch of blitzes. So, you know, I think the fact that, you know, we saw some tonight, we'll go back and look at it, you know, see how we picked them up, see what we can do different. But overall, I think it's good to see those.
What does it mean to get on the same page on a couple of plays with Laquan Treadwell?
It was nice, you know, to see him go out there and play the way he did tonight. You know, I think he was definitely one of the positives. You know, I thought he played well. You know, had I think 3 catches tonight, and so it's good to see him take a step forward.
Have you built chemistry with him, even though he's been out in chunks of time to train camp?
Yeah, you know, I think we built some chemistry during the off season. You know, obviously it was tough with him going down in training camp and not being able to practice for those few weeks. But, you know, I think, you know, knowing what we were able to do in the spring and then, you know, being together last week, you know, we're just still trying to build that.
Thank you.